Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 22, we were taught that even with all of the knowledge of the Lord that Paul had, he still wrote, that I may know him. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
David is a type of Jesus Christ. Isn't it interesting that Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, says this, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. What does Jesus say? I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He's the root, and that's before David, and the offspring, that's after David. And we need to see some types that are in this passage. Now, before I say anything about that, maybe you will want to write this down if you have pencil and paper at home. And I always think that it is good to write these things down if you have pencil and paper. Type is a shadow. It's not the substance. For example, Noah and Lot are used as types in prophecies. But they aren't the prophecy. They are history. Joseph, in the book of Genesis, is a type of Christ. Joseph is the type. Jesus is the antitype. The antitype is the substance. The type is the shadow. For example, Jesus is not a type. Joseph is. However, you need to make this one very important notation. The similarity between type and antitype can never be perfect. The type is a shadow of that which is to come, but it is not the perfect substance. Jesus Christ is not a type of God. He is God. And oh, my friend, never lose sight of that. Now, David lives about 10 years in the jeopardy of his life. You and I today are living in a period of the rejection of Jesus Christ by man. Although he is the anointed one and the King of Kings, and he is coming again. If you are going to be Christ-like, you, as David, may need to go through wilderness testing. I think of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 3:10. He says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings been made conformable unto his death. Now, a lot of us want to know the power of his resurrection, but we really don't want to know the fellowship of his sufferings. Fellowship is the idea of a partnership. But what is profound about this verse is that the Apostle Paul, who had been beaten with the Roman cat of nine tails 5 times, 39 stripes each time, had been beaten with rods 3 times. He had been in shipwrecks and a night and a day in the deep. He had been in perils of robbers and thieves and on down the line. All of that for the sake of God, for the sake of the Lord. And he says, that I may know him? If Paul recognizes that there's a great vast store of knowledge that he needs to gain that's so much more about the Lord Jesus Christ, Who am I to think that I have apprehended, that I have attained? No, I have to still continue to press towards that mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, been made conformable unto his death. And it must be willingly, and it must be in love. If we are to rule and reign with Christ, we must also suffer for his sake. Romans 8, 17 and 18 says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I've read Fox's Book of Martyrs. Oh, my goodness, when I see things that some people went through, I feel like a weak, sissified Christian. There were men there that were far beyond me. There were women there far beyond me. People of strength that took such great suffering. And when you read of some of the terrible, elongated tortures of these people, and then you say, Romans 8:18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. The magnitude of those sufferings will seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory. Oh, my friend, your labor is never in vain in the Lord. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, these men go without the camp. They are the men that have been had to flee with David. They chose to flee with David, just like we choose to follow Christ. They chose to go outside the camp, outside Jerusalem, outside of the home comforts, to the cave. And my friend, whatever happens in this life is but a little while. Then comes eternity. Saul will hunt David like men hunt animals, just going out to destroy David, much like Satan sought to destroy Christ. This one who had done nothing but good for Saul finds that the one that he's done good for seeks to destroy him. And we're reminded of 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, my friend, Satan wants to bring you down. The devil still goes about seeking to devour you even more intently than Saul sought David. And we aren't to flee. We are to resist. James 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, there's too many today who leave God's house in the trials and the tribulations instead of resisting the devil. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. When you think about that, cleanse your hands. That's your deeds, the things that are seen, and your hearts, the thoughts, the intents, the motives. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. David, in his distress, took these men unto him. In this Christ-rejecting world, he's still taking those in distress, those in debt, those who are discontent. And maybe you're there today. By the way, David shows us that even in all the dire circumstances that he was facing, you just keep serving regardless of the circumstances. He kept going. Although Saul was seeking his life, he kept serving. My friend, you might have a physical malady in your life. You're told that you've got maybe cancer, maybe you've just lost your job. Don't lose Jesus in it. Jesus doesn't lose you, but sometimes you lose Jesus. Kind of like Mary and Joseph. They left Jerusalem and went about a day's journey and realized he wasn't with them when he's a child, and they went back. You know where they found him? Right where they left him. My friend, you've wandered away from the Lord. You know where you'll find him? Right back there where you left him. Maybe you're in distress. Maybe it seems like this world is against you. Life seems so unfair. You have problems. The job, the home, the health. And it seems so hopeless. You feel as if you've tried everything, and there is no salvation. You know, I've heard the phrase as well as seen it on bumper stickers and other places. Try Jesus. Well, my friend, one does not tempt or try Jesus. It's all or none. He is either the captain of your faith, the captain of your life, or he is your foe. But it's not a trial basis. You don't try him. It is a commitment, just like the marital commitment. Forsaking all others, keeping thyself unto this one until death do you part, and with Jesus Christ there's everlasting life, so there's no parting. You make a life commitment. You don't try Jesus. It's a commitment as strong, if not stronger, than the marital vows. But you can take heart, because God doesn't lie. It's impossible for him to lie, Hebrews chapter 6 tells us. And so we read in Matthew chapter 11, the Lord says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." You may be in debt, financial or otherwise, and sometimes that otherwise is just what you owe to people, not in money, but in commitment, and love, and in other ways. But sin makes us debtors.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.